No, the project was so massive, so big, that, you know, they were going across the Yukon on these airboats, things like that, just talking to all of the construction people and keeping the crews aware of what was going on with the other crews, all kinds of operations going on, trying to get cars, trucks fixed. Alyeska, simply, we had one truck at Live and Good that froze up, and they just dumped it in a big hole and left it. For all I know, it's still there. And issued us another one. Things like that. All kinds of... well, I know everybody did this, but brought back material from the camps to home. I myself got a couple of bags of grass seed.
Well, for people,
they were throwing them away.
Is to know that what didn't get used immediately got thrown in the dump. Food, building materials, whole suites of office equipment, anything that they didn't want to take the time or spend the labor on to deal with.
They didn't backhaul anything.
They dumped.
Imagine
if they had a new shipment of butter. I mean, this town had been very poor for a decade and a half.
You couldn't get any toilet paper.
So you have a new shipment of butter coming in. I think about this as an exemplar. What's in the refrigerators goes to the dump. People who have access to it say, you can't throw that out. And the pipeline was prosecuting people. The companies were prosecuting people for theft, even though it was going into massive, massive garbage dumps.
Large numbers of calculators, chain.
It was a demonstration of just waste that was just on a scale I don't think that anybody had ever seen in the North, and many people had never seen any place. So
I would say even if you're even more so, because shipping is so hard.